Welcome to River Life Podcasts. We're a church family embracing the Father's presence, releasing empowered people to declare and demonstrate Christ's kingdom. We trust that God would use what you hear today to bless and grow you so that you would be a blessing to those around you. For more information about River Life Baptist Church, go to riverlifechurch.org.au or find us on social media.
Have you ever felt a little bit like that? Like you've lost your way, you really don't quite know the way out of where you've been or where you currently are. And I think they're kind of great questions for us to look at in the current circumstances we find ourselves in. Do you know the way? This morning, I just want to spend a few moments unpacking the importance and significance of a day like today, the meaning of it and the purpose of it that might speak into those very questions that we might have within our own lives today. Do we know the way? Is there a way? And is it a way that will lead me to life, that will take me away from the constraints of my past, the guilt, the shame, the things that hold me back? And so as we do that today, would you be brave enough to be able to be spending a little bit of time now just talking to God about that? Would you be brave enough to spend some time in prayer with me now, just ask Him to speak to us into those places of our lives? Let's pray. Father, would you speak now to us from your word? We understand the historical event of what happened at the cross, but we now ask, Holy Spirit, that you would relate this truth to truly set us free. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. How's your lead up to Easter been? For many of us, it just doesn't feel like Easter. For many of you, you would be feeling like it's not Easter because you're not going on holidays, you're not getting away camping, we're being told to stay at home, don't even leave your neighborhood, and all these types of things. It feels a lot different. For maybe those of you who are younger watching, you didn't get your Easter hat parade, of which I say, thank you, Jesus. I say that because my wife traveled a lot in her previous job, and there were many, many years when my boys were younger in primary school where we would be left with the Easter hat parade to the three of us, and there were tears, mostly mine, at the Easter hat parade. For others of you, you're going to get your long weekend. It's what you've been waiting for, right? Your long weekend, fantastic. You get to spend it with your family. Like that's going to be a new experience in the next few days. It's kind of crazy, isn't it? It doesn't feel it. This is a totally different Easter to anything I've ever experienced. I'm guessing exactly the same for many of you. But it begs those questions that are coming up in our lives. What's going on? It's causing people to question what they usually do and who they do it with. This state we find ourselves in may even cause us to ask the biggest questions of life. What's the meaning of all of this? Many are pinning our hopes on finding maybe a way through this coronavirus. You know, maybe we'll just find a vaccine. We've been praying for that. We certainly hope that that is the case. But when it all fizzles out, when it all goes back to a new level of normal, do we ignore the questions that we've been asking ourselves? Do we just get on busy again with all the things that we've been hoping we've been able to do and forget to continue to reflect on why it is that those questions actually ever pop up in our lives? For whatever reason, I'm so glad that you're joining with us today. It might be your very first time. Someone might have shared this link with you and you're just watching and you could be from a whole nother suburb, a whole nother town, a whole nother city, a whole nother country. You may have never met anyone that belongs to this church, but God has you here for a reason today. Yeah. He wants to speak into your life. You see, what I want to unpack for you today is that Jesus is our way maker. He makes a way for us to be set free. to be able to set free from the things which have enslaved us, the past, the shame, the guilt, the things that have plagued us, so that we might experience His forgiveness, we might experience His healing, we might be set free. You know, the past has a way of holding us back. The past has a way of restraining us, of throwing a lot of guilt and shame on us. And it can be from the silliest of things through to the most poignant and meaningful of things. I remember once I was playing a grand final in a game of touch football. And it was an intense grand final, and the score was tied, and we made it right through to the very end of this grand final, you know, to the end, and it was full time. And in touch football, they start a drop off, and I was in the drop off, and it was about 4-on-4, and I got this clear breakaway, and it was a kind of a drizzly, wet night, and I ran all the way to the touchline. I made it there. I dove with all the glory I could towards that try line without being touched, and this football just popped out of my arm, spilled all over there. We went on to lose that grand final. You see, stupid things like that, that don't really mean so much, can hold us in the past. We can think that that's what we were worth, that's how it is. But you and I know that that's just kind of like a surface level thing. There are things that just strike right very deep. The words that we've said that we can never retrieve, the things we've done that we're shamed of, the things that have hurt others that we can't take back. Some of those are incredibly significant. Some of those cause so much guilt and shame. We feel like we're prisoners. We feel like we're enslaved to that history, to that past. We feel like our past actually defines us. Only a perfect God can forgive you perfectly. And Jesus made this possible. Your past mistakes should no longer define you. They should no longer be the things. That's what Jesus did at the cross for you and for me. He made a way for us to be free so that this guilt, this shame, the things of our past should not hold us where they are, so that we might truly experience the fullness of His forgiveness and be set free. You see, the bigger picture that we fit in from the story of the creation of the world and how God made it tells us that we were designed for good, but we've been damaged by evil. There's a separation between us and God because of the sin that we live in, the way in which our pride ignores the fact that He's our Creator and we want to do things our own way, right down to the pride that causes us to mistreat one another. We turned against God, but we've turned against one another. And I don't have to open my Bible to know that that's true. I don't have to sit there each morning, which I do, but I don't have to know that that's true. I just acknowledge my own thoughts. I can just acknowledge my own feelings. I can acknowledge and listen to my own words that I say. I can look at the television. I can watch my news feed and I can see that the world around us is suffocating in sickness, in greed, in hatred, in violence. You see, left to ourselves, there's nothing we can do about it. Honestly, there's nothing we can do about it. We're wanting someone to come and make a way, someone to come who would transform us, but who would transform our world also. Change our hearts. Redefine our past, restore our relationships, and restore this world we live in. That's what the cross is about. Jesus is making a way from God to us. He experiences the death and the isolation that comes from being on that cross, that comes from the sin that He took on and bore on our behalf, so that we might experience intimacy with God and each other, so that we might help others know this way maker and bring healing and hope to the world around us. So a really good question to consider right now is this. with all the other questions that are going on at this moment in time. Have you found a way to trust Jesus with your past? Have you found a way to trust Jesus with your needs, not just your daily concerns, not just whether you've got enough toilet paper or hand soap or meat, but with your real needs, your real hurts, your real shame, the real guilt that comes from the past? Because He has come to save us. He has come to renew us and to redeem us, to remake us, if you like, into the people that He always saw us being. You see, despite our sin, despite our mistakes, despite the past, despite the very things which hold us back, our brokenness, Jesus looks at us and considers us worth these incredible sacrifice that He made. Most of us are so caught up in our shame. We're so caught up in the past. We're so caught up in what's happened that holds us back that we find it almost too good to believe that someone would die for me, that someone would set me free, that someone has the power and the capability to relieve me from the guilt and the shame I still live with from the past. But the Bible tells us something wonderful. The Bible says this in Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 8. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person who is especially good. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Kind of hard to believe, isn't it? My heart's so deeply often greedy and selfish that it's difficult to do another person a favor without grumbling. That's why I find it really hard to believe that I'd be worth the sacrifice. But God, through the act of Jesus, says you are definitely worth it. John, you're worth everything I have. And to demonstrate that, He gave His one and only Son. You know, God sees you. And as He sees you, He says exactly the same thing. You're worth everything that I have. Are you letting your past define you? Are you letting the shame and the guilt define you? Jesus, the way maker, has made a way for us to be set free from our past, the mistakes or our rebellion or our pride or any of the things that stand in the way between us and being in intimate relationship with our Creator God, our Father in heaven. The thing I love about what Jesus did was he doesn't wait. God does not wait until we've got our stuff together. He doesn't wait until we look just right. And when He's seen that, you know what, I think you've displayed enough of what's going on to say, I think I can trust you with, I'm going to now do the sacrifice, right? I think I can trust you. He knew that there would be people who would completely reject Him. He knew that there would be people who would not take that on board. He does not wait for us to demonstrate that we are worth it. Instead, He steps in and says, you are. Yes. He steps in while we're trying to either deal with our mess, or whether we're trying to ignore our mess, or whether we don't even believe we're in a mess. And He steps right into the middle of our mess and desires to reconnect us with the love of a Father. And the Bible teaches us repeatedly that God is our way maker. And this is important because we live in a world where everyone's trying to show us a way. Everyone's trying to say, this is the way. This is what we should be doing. Your life will be so much better when you're educated. Your life will be so much better when you get married. Your life is going to be so much better when you've got children. And your life will be so much better when you've got lots of money. Your life is going to be better. And the truth is that many of us have experienced marriage and kids, maybe even wealth, maybe even all sorts of other things, and still have a terrible life. Let alone if a pandemic arrives, you know, and the goalposts start to change completely about what life's supposed to look like. The way to an everlasting and purpose-filled life, the way to be set free from your past, is not found in things. It's found in God. God alone is the one that can make a way. Our hope and our trust, it must be in Him. We need God. We need God to save us from one way of life and give us a new kind of life. In a book called Titus in the Bible, in chapter 2, verses 13 into 14, it says this. It says, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for Himself a people that are His very own, eager to do what is good. Let me put it another way. Jesus offered Himself as a sacrifice to free us from a dark and rebellious life into this good and pure life, making us a people that He can be proud of. If you'd like a fresh start to life, if you'd like to move beyond the past that's been holding you captive, the answer is Jesus, the Waymaker. Jesus Christ is our Waymaker. God, who loves you and wants to offer you life change, has made a way by sending His Son for paying the price that you deserve, the price of your sin, the price for rejecting Him, that through Him, Jesus, you can have a right relationship with God and be free from the penalty of rejecting Him. In fact, He's made a way that will eventually destroy all the results of this sin in this world. He's made a way that one day there will be no fear of any more pandemics. There will be no disease. There will be no sickness. There will be no pain. There will be no crying. All the broken and wrong things, God will make them right. And He promises this at the cross. This is why we call today Good Friday. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, it says, "For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering of our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ." This is the good news. God loves you. And despite our ignoring God and doing our own thing, He steps right in amongst the guilt, amongst the shame that we feel captive to, and wants to release us from it. And He doesn't just love you from a distance. This isn't something that just happened 2,000 years ago. God, at the very creation of the world, at the very beginning when He created humankind in His likeness, didn't kind of set something up, wind it up, and then just let it go and stand back to see what would happen of it. He continually demonstrates that He's trying to make way. He's the way maker who steps into the midst of all He created and wants to bring forth His glory and the way in which it was originally intended. And so we see time and time again how God will step into this place of trying to bring us to salvation, to free us from the things that we keep doing wrong. And ultimately, God Himself in the body of Jesus comes so that He might make a way. And it's not just a distant past. He's making a way today. By the Spirit of God, the same Spirit who raised Christ from the dead, He's making a way today. This is what the cross did for us. The words that Jesus spoke at the Last Supper that we read about just before and we shared in taking, on the night in which He was betrayed, amplified into the words that God demonstrated on this very Good Friday. "This is My body given for you." In Jesus' death on the cross, we see a love which can only be identified as God's love. You see, He wasn't just a great teacher who died for his beliefs. He wasn't just a good man suffering innocently. He was and is the loving God himself, come as a human being to save us all from death, to relieve us the strain of our fear and our shame and our pain and our anxiety and our guilt, which clings to our hearts and our memories and our imaginations and our lives. And the question that I want you to think about, have you allowed yourself to accept what was accomplished on your behalf? Or do you still, like so many, run away, abandon hope, stay stuck in your guilt and your shame of the things of the past? Have you brought your pains? Have you brought your struggles? Have you brought your questions, your tragedies of your own life into the amazing love and light of what Jesus did at the cross? Have you accepted the offer of the Waymaker to make a way for you to be restored into relationship with your Creator? Yeah. And if you have, you've begun to realize this great truth, that as we look to Good Friday, as we look to the cross, we can't reduce the cross to the death of Jesus as an abstract idea of punishing somebody or to a set of bare historical facts, even though they are historical facts. Instead, the cross calls us to rethink the idea of belief, of faith and life itself. It's at the cross that Jesus made a way for you and me. The cross is where we came to be undone, to be exposed, if you like. Until we realize that this was the only way that we could be saved, that we could be remade. The cross is the only way, and Jesus is the only way maker. Yes. And you've got a choice to make. You have a choice to make. You have to decide what to do with the radical and far-reaching claims that the Bible makes about you, Jesus, and your relationship with God. There are three ways that you can respond to this choice. And the first way is this: you can put off the decision till later. Maybe you want to talk to someone a little bit more. Maybe this is really brand new news for you, that you had no idea what the meaning of Easter and Good Friday really is. And we can help you find out a little bit more about that. We can help you to be able to understand what it means. You can click on a button asking someone to enter a pastor right now into a private chat to talk more about what this really means for you and for your past. You can receive prayer. But perhaps you're hoping that the questions raised in these present set of circumstances are just going to fade away when we return back to a new normal. But be careful. Jesus' offer is open to anyone, anytime. You can be assured of that. But if you never get around to making a decision, it's the same as making no decision at all. It's the same as actually rejecting him. And that's the second option you have. You can wait till later and make a decision a little bit later. Or indeed, you can say, you know what? That's not for me. You can reject the truth of what Christ did for you and say, I don't need it. It's not for me. Or you can accept today Jesus as your Lord and Savior, making a way for you to be able to find freedom from your past, from the guilt and the shame, and the other things that hold you back. By acknowledging your sin and asking Jesus to take it away, Jesus promises you a freedom from guilt, a freedom from the sin that you live in, and a chance to start things fresh. You'll live a new life with a new purpose, honoring and glorifying God, remembering that He is your Maker, knows how best you are to be. And here's how you make that decision. You simply talk to God and tell Him that that's what you want to do. This is what prayer is. You see, God sees your heart. He's not a lip reader, He's a heart reader. And if you can genuinely say a prayer like this, then you can be assured that He will forgive you, that He will indeed set you free. We're going to take in just a moment an opportunity to pray. And I'd like you to talk to God and make that decision. If you haven't, today could be the start of a brand new life. And if you decide today that you want to commit your life to Jesus as your way maker in just a few minutes, then I want you to press a button that's going to come up on your screen. It's an opportunity for you to be able to then say, yes, I'd like to commit my life to Jesus. And it's going to link you with us, and we're going to have opportunity for you to be able to have a private conversation too, if you hit that prayer button, to be able to talk with the pastor of River Life, and that we might be able to lead you and start you on this wonderful new journey. Sometimes it's really good to express a commitment in a tangible way. So if that's you, after we pray this prayer, why don't you do that? Why don't you go ahead and do that? But let's pray together right now. The words of a prayer are going to pop up on the screen. They're my words that I've written, but you might want to choose to form them into your own words. But if you can say this and mean it in your heart, then let's pray it together. God, I'm beginning to understand how much You love me. Thank You for making a way for me. I acknowledge my sin. I confess that I've damaged other people and myself, and I've hurt You. Please forgive me of my arrogance and pride. I trust that You've made a way for me to come into relationship with Father God. Jesus, I accept Your amazing and undeserved love expressed through Your sacrifice in dying for me. God, freely take over my life. I ask that You do this by the power of Your Holy Spirit. And I come to You with my hands empty, saying that I need Your help. I need Your love. I need Your grace. I need Your mercy. I need You to forgive me. I need Your work. And I've tried and I can't fix myself, but You can. And so I give myself to You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If that is a decision that you've made today, I want to tell you that all of heaven is sharing in the joy of what's happening in your heart right now. There was a way made, and it was made by Jesus, the way maker. Never forget that He is the way to freedom of guilt and shame and the sin that holds us, so that we might enjoy the fullness of life found in relationship with God, our Father. God bless you, and I hope that as you take this journey, that you might continue to grow in the knowledge and understanding of just how much God loves you and the plans and purposes that He has for your life. And for those who have prayed that prayer maybe a short time ago or maybe many years ago, I pray this Good Friday again that God has gripped your heart to express within you, so that you might be a light to all around you of just how you've been set free. Don't allow anything from the past to hold you back. Take it to the cross and remember what Jesus has done for you.
Thanks for listening to this River Life podcast. Make sure you subscribe to keep up to date with all the latest content. If this podcast has raised any questions for you, contact us via church@riverlifechurch.org.au or through Facebook and Instagram. Thanks for listening.